attack. We need immediate assistance.
You have a U.S. ambassador at risk. You gotta send us.
You're not the first responders. You will wait.
Let's go! We gotta move!
We have no jurisdiction in this country. We're not even supposed to be here.
Losing initiative.
Stand down!
If you do not get here soon,
we are all gonna die.
None of you have to go. We are the only help they have.
Okay, here's the deal. In general, I think Michael Bay is a hack director with a great eye, a slick action style, and very little substance. However, with all his foibles, he has a strong respect for the American military, and that's what kept him in line to make 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi such a good movie. The film tells the story of the soldiers and SEALs whose boots were on the ground during the Benghazi attack in 2012 and what they went through to save American lives. As expected, the script can be heavy-handed at times, and I'm sure there will be plenty accusing this of having too much flag-waving, but that's the point, isn't it? The film honors the people who are trying to save American lives against sizable odds. Bay also manages to keep politics out of the film, which is refreshing because it's not about politicians and bureaucrats, it's about American heroes, and that's who it was made for. 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.